Title: Medicare Advantage RADV Audit Final Rule Challenged in Court. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released the final rule on Risk Adjustment Data Validation, RADV, audits of Medicare Advantage, MA, organizations, the final rule, on January 30, 2023. Among other changes, this final rule will allow CMS to audit a sample of an MA organization's, MAO, diagnoses reported for risk adjustment purposes, from 2018 and later, and then use the audit findings to calculate an extrapolated improper payment amount for the MAO's contract. This extrapolation technique is controversial for a number of reasons, including whether CMS has the authority to use it in the manner proposed in the final rule, and whether it is an actuarially sound method of auditing. As we predicted in February, this final rule is now being challenged in court. Refresher on the RADV final rule. The final rule will implement the following changes. CMS will extrapolate RADV audit findings beginning with payment year, PY, 2018, and will not extrapolate RADV audit findings for PYs 2011 through 2017, though it will continue to collect the non-extrapolated overpayments that are identified. This approach applies to both CMS RAV audits as well as Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, OIG, RADV audits. Prior to the final rule, CMS recouped payments for the specific hierarchical condition categories, HCCs, that were determined upon audit to be unsupported, but did not extrapolate those findings. CMS will not apply a fee-for-service, FFS, adjuster in RADV audits to account for any effect of erroneous diagnosis codes in the data from Medicare Parts A and B that are used to calibrate the MA risk adjustment model. MAOs will be required to remit improper payments identified during RADV audits in a manner specified by CMS. Challenge in court on September 1, 2023. Humana Incorporated and its subsidiary Humana Benefit Plan of Texas Incorporated, the plaintiffs, filed a lawsuit against the United States Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and Xavier Becerra in his capacity as Secretary of HHS, collectively, the defendants, to vacate the final rule, and enjoin CMS from applying the final rule in any audits of the plaintiffs. As explained below, the plaintiff's complaint challenges the final rule on legal, actuarial, and administrative grounds. 1. The final rule allegedly fails to reconcile MA payment audits with CMS statutory mandate to ensure actuarial equivalence. The plaintiffs allege that the MA program is based on a foundational bargain that is being threatened by the final rule. This bargain is that MAOs agree to provide their enrolled Medicare beneficiaries at least the same level of benefits that the beneficiaries would receive under traditional FFS Medicare and, in turn, CMS agrees to pay the MAOs the same amount that CMS would expect to pay to cover those beneficiaries if they remained in FFS Medicare. This bargain is codified in the statutory mandate of 42 U.S.C. 1395 W23 A1AC I. To ensure actuarial equivalence, according to the complaint, the final rule breaks this bargain and undermines the financial stability of the MA program. At the heart of the plaintiff's complaint is an allegation that the final rule is actuarially unsound. The plaintiffs allege that the final rule would use one set of data when setting risk adjustment payment amounts for MAOs and a different set of data in RADV audits. This disconnect will result in systemic underpayments to MAOs. More specifically, CMS will use reported diagnosis codes when estimating FFS Medicare costs and will use documented diagnosis codes in RADV audits. The complaint includes the following simplified illustration of why these different documentation standards could result in a payment problem. If CMS were to divide $1,000 of total spending associated with epilepsy among 100 beneficiaries whose doctors report an epilepsy diagnosis code in fee-for-service Medicare claims data, it would calculate an average incremental cost of $10 per beneficiary with a reported epilepsy code. But if the agency instead audited those claims forms against the underlying medical records for those beneficiaries and found that 50 of the diagnosis codes were not documented in the medical records, it would divide the $1,000 in spending associated with epilepsy across only the remaining 50 diagnosis codes, for an average expected incremental cost of $20 per bee.